You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, hello. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. And we are continuing to talk in this episode, as we have for, I don't know, about the last 10 episodes or so, regarding the Holy Spirit. What a gift from God. And again, let's locate the Godhead, okay? The Father God, our Heavenly Father, is seated in heaven in majesty and seated at his right hand. That's where Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior, our High Priest before God, our intercessor and advocate before the Father, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. And they have sent the Holy Spirit to be with us and to be in us. And the Holy Spirit is the agent of action, the agent of presence, the agent of power of the Godhead. And he has come to be our comforter and our helper. And in these episodes, we're just talking about how he comforts and how he helps. And as I said at the close of the last episode, I keep these really short, 10, 12 minutes, making it easy to go back and hear again and just refresh and review so that we really haven't just heard it, but we know it. And especially regarding the Holy Spirit, in our lives. So let's just continue on with a few things regarding the Holy Spirit. And it's important that we understand, and in the last episode we talked about that he comforts us and he guides us and he convicts us. And this is interesting here. Did you know that he will help you to answer? He will help you to speak? And the context of this is when you're under pressure. So you might not be, being actively persecuted for your faith or having be forced to give an answer for why you believe or that type of thing. That is increasing in our world, and it's happening in our culture in so many ways. And the most important thing is that you're clear. You're clear on the inside. But there are things that come up. There's situations that come up. And, it could be a number of things. It could be a job interview. It could be... I don't know, a relationship challenge. And the Holy Spirit, while you're under pressure, can help you to answer and help you to speak. Let me give you a couple of verses here. Mark chapter 13, verse 11, it says, but when they arrest you, I pray that never happens, but get the context of what was going on for the apostles. But when they arrest you and deliver you up, okay, now that's pressure, folks. Jesus said this, do not worry. Okay, so that's the extreme. That's extreme. That if that was happening to you, he said, do not worry. Well, hopefully anything you would ever face would be way less than that. So you don't have to worry either. He said, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak, but whatever is given you in that hour, speak that. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. So if and when you're in a tough situation, you need to wait. He said, you don't have to premeditate ahead of time beforehand, but wait and listen for him, and he will help you. He will help you in defense of your faith, in defense of the gospel. He did it for Moses. He did it for Daniel. He did it for Jeremiah. He did it for the apostles. He will do it for you, and that he will help you to answer or speak. So, think about this in maybe a relationship challenge, maybe in a job interview, maybe in you're talking with somebody and there's some pressure regarding, defending your faith. Maybe you're in a real extreme situation. The Holy Spirit will help you. I love what the scripture said. Whatever is given to you in that hour, speak that. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit giving you an answer. Now, I know that the context of this is extreme duress and pressure, which indicates to us if it works in that kind of extremes, it will work in the everyday issues, interactions of our life, that the Holy Spirit can help us to know the answer and be able to speak. And I just think that's a beautiful, sometimes this might seem, well, that's a little obscure as far as the main ministry of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, but you know what? You might need that today. Hey, I don't know what I'm going to say to them, or I don't know what I'm going to say in this situation. Pray, trust that the Holy Spirit will give you an answer and help you. I really believe some of you are going to see that happen in your life up close and soon. Let me share one more with you today. He will teach you. He will remind you. He will guide you. He will direct you. So let me give you a few scriptures here. In Psalm 143, verse 10, in the New Living Translation, David writes, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness." The same verse in the New Living Translation says, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on firm footing." So he leads us, get this, into stability. So the Holy Spirit is going to teach us, remind us, guide us, direct us, and lead us into stability. In Acts chapter 9 in the New King James, it says, "Then the churches throughout all Galilee, Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied." In the Amplified Bible, it reads this way, "So the church throughout the whole of Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was edified, growing in wisdom, virtue, and piety, and walking in the respect and reverential fear of the Lord, and in the consolation and exhortation of the Holy Spirit continued to increase and was multiplied." So the comfort there of the Holy Spirit literally includes comforting words. So the Holy Spirit will teach and remind you and comfort you with comforting words. Acts 13, verse 2, "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.'" So he spoke either inward, or they bore witness, or it was prophecy, or some other word that he gave them, but he spoke. And I love that he will teach and remind us and guide us in words, which means this: it's going to come to our spirit or our mind in some way that we're going to be able to understand it. In Acts 15, verse 28, it says, "For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things." And so the Holy Spirit can so teach and remind and guide and direct you. I love what it says there. "It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us." And so we're seeking God, and the Holy Spirit is giving us good direction and confirmation. And there'll be a sense of agreement between believers, maybe between husband and wife or leaders in an organization, that we get a sense of agreement and direction. And then that results in peace. And that, Scripture says, is one of the ways that the Holy Spirit would lead us, that he would lead us with peace. And then the Holy Spirit reveals and makes known to us things. And it's a little extended passage, but bear with me here. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 through 13, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?" Here we go. "Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things." And so he reveals and makes known to us the mind of God. Did you catch what it said? Who knows the mind of God? The Spirit. And it goes on to say, and the Spirit will help us to know those things. And remember that he is a spirit, so he's going to work with our spirit. And whatever he tells us, though, whatever he reveals or directs, it's always going to agree. It's always going to line up with Scripture and what you know of God's character, his nature, his intentions for you. Just know this: the Holy Spirit is helping you. He is there to help you to have answers, to have direction, to have clarity, to have insight, to know what the will of God is. Trust him. Expand your faith that what I don't know, God knows. And if I seek him, he is trying to lead me. He's trying to reveal to me the very will of God and the exact direction, prompting that I'm going to need, instructions that I will need in interactions and in projects and in problems and everything else. Wow, this is beyond comprehension, but this is a gift from God that we have the Holy Spirit who would help us in these ways. Well, I pray that every day and throughout the day you say, Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, lead me and help me to know what I don't know. And I'm telling you what, become more and more aware of and sensitive to and responsive to the Holy Spirit in your life. What a wonderful gift. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. Well, I pray that you have a great Spirit-led, Spirit-filled week. And join me again next week for Inside Out. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.